is everybody this morning?
Yeah.
Tired.
Tired? Yeah. While we're sitting here, I want to tell you Steve's not feeling well this morning, so appreciate your prayers for him. He's had an awful cold, and it takes him a long time to get over it. So for two Sundays, he has been feeling pretty bad, so appreciate your prayers for him.
Do you like my shoes?
Come on, Caleb. I do like your shoes.
Do you like mine?
I like your shoes, too. You like mine?
Yeah.
All right, we're good. I brought something different with me this morning. Don't have my bag. What have I got there?
Toolbox.
It's a toolbox, and it's full. This is my toolbox, by the way. It's not Steve's. So, if I opened it up and had things to do, I'd have everything in there I need, wouldn't I?
I have a toolbox.
Yep. If I needed to make sure something was level, I got my level right there.
How would you...
Oh, it's the coolest thing. I just love levels. Let's see if... Not quite. We need a little work here.
I don't understand.
Yep.
You can measure him.
Yep.
Measure this stuffed animal.
Mine.
Yep. Not quite. Yeah. It needs a little help. But if I wanted to put a bookshelf together or something, I might need to put a screw in it. Mm-hmm. Right there. Got my Phillips head. Got the straight edge. Got everything I need. There's an even bigger one if I need to reach something in there. Yep. Got all kinds of those. I got pliers. I need to check something to see how tall it is.
You can measure me.
There we go.
Measure me after her.
There you go.
Measure me.
All right, stand up there. Hurry up. There we go. All right. There we go. See? I got everything we need in this toolbox. However, if I wanted to put a screw in that same bookcase, I really wouldn't use that level, would I?
No.
And the scraper, that wouldn't help much either, would it?
This is something you use on top of ice.
That wouldn't help. Yep, that's exactly what I need.
That would help.
Make sure. Yep.
That would help.
So my point is that all these tools do different things.
We talked about that one.
And God's church is like a toolbox. And everybody in here, all of you, and all of you, are God's tools. You're just like all these things. Just like I had little bitty... screwdrivers.
To us, this is like a huge toolbox.
Exactly.
It's like
tiny. Little tiny toolbox. Right. So it doesn't matter. You be quiet. It doesn't matter how big you are, or how tall you are, or how old. I got some really old tools in here, and I got some really new tools in here.
So it doesn't have.
Yep. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are, everybody has a job to do in God's toolbox.
I think I'm the one who hammers things.
And the Bible even tells us this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It tells us in verse 4, now there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it is the same Holy Spirit who is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service in the church, but it is the same Lord we are serving. There are different ways God works in our lives, but it is the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. So some of us have this wonderful gift of music, and they're over here, and they're probably out here too, and they should be over here, right? Right. And there are some of us that teach and keep the nursery and cook and play music and do what all we do here in the church. And some of us have these great toolboxes, and they've made the church beautiful. But we all have gifts, and God is asking us to use them all, whatever spiritual gift you're given. God is asking us to use it. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the spiritual gifts that you give to all of us. Help us to know what they are and use them for your benefit and for your world in this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.